Well, today, June 27th, is the feast day of the great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Alexandria. And it's appropriate that his feast day falls on a Saturday, because Saturdays are always a day in which we honor our Blessed Mother, because Saturdays have always been Mary's day of faith. Because when Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, Mary alone believed that he would rise from the dead on Easter morn. So Saturday is a day that the church has always honored our Blessed Mother. So today we honor Our Lady and St. Cyril of Alexandria, one of the great defenders of Mary's title as Mother of God. Let's take a look for a few moments at St. Cyril of Alexandria. He's born in the year 370 in Alexandria, Egypt. And he continued the work of St. Athanasius, defending the divinity of Christ. The big problem at that time was a heretical bishop named Nestorius, who was a monk who then became a bishop. Nestorius's error was that he said that Christ was two persons, a human person and a divine person, and therefore you could not call Mary the Mother of God. You could call Mary the Mother of Jesus, but you could not give her that title, Mother of God, because Nestorius erroneously believed that since Christ was two persons, Mary gave birth to the human person of Christ, not to the divine person of Christ. Thereby, he really denied the incarnation. So the great teacher of the Orthodox Catholic belief was Cyril of Alexandria. And this occurred in the year 431 at the Council of Ephesus, where Cyril declared the true Catholic teaching that Jesus is one person, a divine person who has two natures, a human nature and a divine nature. These two natures of Christ, human and divine, are united hypostatically, what we call the hypostatic union, in the one person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is one person, the Church decreed, and he is a divine person. He is the eternal Son of God who became man. So one person, two natures, truly God became incarnate and took upon himself a human nature. And since a woman does not give birth to a nature, since she gives birth to a person, the person that Mary gave birth to is truly Lord and truly God. Therefore, we can call Mary the Theotokos, the Mother of God, the God-bearer, because Jesus Christ is truly God and truly man. Remember, Thomas the Apostle said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus didn't say, "No, Thomas, you got it wrong." He said, "Blessed are you, Thomas, but even more blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." So Mary was given this title truly as the Mother of God. This title does not mean that Mary is somehow Mother of the Trinity or existed before God or is older than God. Not at all. It simply declares that her Son, Jesus Christ, is truly God and truly man. And the beautiful prayer, the Hail Mary, I think really is such an amazing prayer. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas once preached for 50 straight days about the Hail Mary. That is how much theological truth is contained in that one prayer. The first part of the Hail Mary was composed by the angel Gabriel and St. Elizabeth, the second part by the early church. And in the first part of the Hail Mary, we acknowledge the true humanity of Christ. In the second part, we acknowledge the divinity of Christ. So the Hail Mary and the Rosary are the great teachings of Orthodox Christian teaching about Jesus Christ, truly man and truly God. Notice in the first part of the Hail Mary, we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." So he's truly man. He's incarnate. He is the fruit of Mary's womb. He wasn't a mirage or some sort of a ghost. He was truly became man. The second part of the Hail Mary upholds the Orthodox teaching that Jesus Christ is truly God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And that's why the Hail Mary devotion to Our Lady will keep us loyal to the true teachings of the Church. The Rosary, as St. Louis de Montfort said, was the hammer of heretics. The Hail Mary is the hammer of heretics, because if we get the Hail Mary right and accept it, then we'll always remain Orthodox, true to the official teachings of Christ, His Church, and true Christianity. That Jesus is the blessed fruit of Mary's womb. He is truly man. But we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. So yes, Jesus Christ is God. And Mary is the mother of that one person who is Lord and God, our Savior, Jesus Christ.